Greetings, Stationeers, and welcome to another episode of the Revelation Station Jukebox. Hope you're enjoying these mini episodes. In this one, I'll be trying to decide if it feels unnatural to sing your own name with Hot Chip's cover version of Cape Cod Quazza Quazza. And in case you haven't heard the song, here's a quick clip for you. Are a British band who play what could be called synth pop, electronica, or just dance music. The band was formed in the year 2000 by members Alexis Taylor and Joe Goddard, who met while they were students at the Elliott School in Putney, South London. Their first album, Coming On Strong, was released in 2004, but it was their second LP, The Warning, in 2006, that gave them some attention, with singles like Over and Over and Colours getting regular play on MTV and indie music radio shows. NME even named Over and Over their best single of 2006. In total, the band have released 8 albums, the most recent being 2022's Freak Out / Release. They've also played Glastonbury several times, and it's well worth seeking out their performances on YouTube, if only to see what a group of science teachers might look like playing upbeat dance music.
Is your bed made? Is your sweater on? Do you want to? Like you know I do, like you know I do. But it feels so natural, Peter Gabriel too. And it feels so unnatural to sing your own name.
So, of course, this song features Peter Gabriel on vocals. I told you last time that this short mini-series was all about songs Peter guests on, and this is one you might not have heard before. It's actually a cover of a Vampire Weekend song, which was their fourth single. It featured on their self-titled debut album that was released in January 2008. And supposedly, Vampire Weekend asked Peter to cover this song personally, and after some concerns about how weird it would be to sing his own name, he finally agreed. But before we listen to a bit more of the song, here's a word from our sponsors. Have you ever been listening to an album by your favourite artist and wondered, is this prog? Maybe you're enjoying the trippy sounds of Sowing the Seeds of Love when along comes Woman in Chains. Or perhaps you're bopping along to You're My Best Friend before being rudely interrupted by the Prophet's song. Well, worry no more, because my new podcast aims to help you out with all your prog dilemmas. In each episode, I'll be listening to an album that sits on the border of prog and not prog, and answering the question, is this prog? From the Beatles, to Radiohead, to Nick Drake and back again, I'll examine a pivotal album in an artist's catalogue and give my verdict. Available soon, wherever you find your podcasts.
Is your bed made? Is your sweater on? Do you want to? Like you know I do. Like you know I do.
Now, I have to say, I am a fan of Hot Chip. They've released a number of great albums, and they have a real sense of humour about music. Just check out the video to I Feel Better on YouTube for proof of that. While the original song does have an undeniable Talking Head vibe to it, it feels a bit underdeveloped for my taste. Hot Chip, however, injects some life into the song. Their version flows beautifully, showcasing their signature dance style and Peter's distinctive vocals.
As a sophomore, with reggaeton and the linen, you're sitting on.
Now, finding this Hot Chip version might be a challenge for new listeners. It's not on any of their albums, and I don't think it's even on streaming services anymore, if it ever was. All I can remember about it is that it was released onto the internet way back in 2008 at some point. I can't even find a specific date for its release. I do have a feeling that it was possibly made available on a music website like Stereo Gum or NME as a free download for a limited time. I tell you this only to make you aware of how difficult it might be for you to get hold of it. It is on YouTube, however, so if you just want to listen to the song, you can listen to it there. However, its elusiveness shouldn't deter you if you really enjoy a bit of upbeat music. Hot Chip's trademark humour blends seamlessly with Peter Gabriel's playful spirit, resulting in a catchy, cheerful track that lingers long after listening. If you're looking for a happy, feel-good song, this is a hidden gem, availability permitting. I do love it, and it earns a definite 5 out of 5 rating for me. So there it is. Thanks for listening. Have you heard this track? Or will you be seeking it out? Did I totally nail it, or am I way off base? Hit me up at revelationstationpodcast@gmail.com and let me know your thoughts. You can also send feedback on any of the past episodes to that same address. This episode is being released a whole week early for our amazing patrons. It's just a little perk for you for being a subscriber. For just a quid a month, you get early access to all episodes, plus bonus episodes throughout the year. Head over to www.patreon.com/revelationstationpodcast, all one word, to find out more. Of course, if you're not quite ready to join the Rocksteady crew, you can get access to 10 past Jukebox episodes by tossing the price of a coffee our way over at buymeacoffee.com. Just search for the Revelation Station podcast, or if you prefer, the links should be in the show notes. Don't forget to check out our website, revelationstationpodcast.com, or find us on Facebook. That's it from the Revelation Station Jukebox for this time. Catch you in the next one. Peace out.